WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, and we can get right back into the discussion just very quickly. I got an app chat message, so I just want to make sure that I didn't confuse anybody when I'm talking about the Money Talks cash codes. They start each day at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. is when you get your first code, so it's on the it's every hour between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. So there's a code starting at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So those are your 10 codes every day. And if you're listening, you kind of know about what time they play each day. So you have an idea of when to definitely be listening. But we hope that you're listening all day long. So yes, 8 a.m. will be your first code. And then you'll get one every hour through the 5 p.m. hour. And that's each weekday for the next couple of weeks. So there's lots of chances for you to enter to win $1,000. And it's brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
Good, thanks. I was listening to poor Mary. And just a quick question before I say something. Does she go to, is it Hawthorne Medical, where she was saying that she has her doctor that she wanted to change, and they were saying that she had to wait like a couple of years to get a new doctor?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think she said that before that it is. But also, I mean, I know the same thing is going on with South Coast Health as well.
All right. I know Mary doesn't know me, but I know you can see my my phone number on your ID. I don't have a problem with you sending her my phone number and letting her know. And if she calls and I don't answer because I don't recognize it, I do have voicemail, but... just an FYI, and I hope she's listening. I'm not going to give out a lot of information, but the same thing happened to me about a year ago. I had been with a doctor, a female doctor, for a long time. And last February, when winter was around, she was trying to push all these shots on me, get this shot, get that shot. And I, basically told her I didn't want the shot. So she leaves while I'm there. She leaves. She sends her nurse practitioner in, and her nurse practitioner tells me that, I'm coming in here to tell you that the doctor feels that this relationship is not working. So going forward, you're going to have to get a new primary doctor. So I was basically left high and dry without a doctor. And I got very upset about it. I talked to somebody on the outside, and they actually told me that, and I know now it's not Hawthorne, that it's Brown, but I'm sure it's all the same people basically working there, that in the 535 building, there's a patient advocate person, and I have her name, and they told me, call this person, explain your situation, and which I did. And the person listened to everything I had to say, and, and she basically told me that, she probably wasn't going to be able to get me a new doctor right away. But she did put me on a list. And within like 3 months, I had a new physician there. And, a lot of times people are not aware that there is actually a patient advocate person that works, whether it's within South Coast or Hawthorne or Brown or whatever you want to call them. So, this person was very helpful. They listened to my complaints and how upset I was about the whole situation. And, I had to wait a little bit, but I didn't have to wait 2 years. And I know that a lot of times if you just let it go, you will get, put at the bottom of the list and you will probably have to wait. But that's just, you know, some information for Mary. If she's that upset about her primary doctor, there is something she can do about it. So I just figured I'd call in, you know, just to give out that information, okay?
Yeah, much appreciated. I know that, you know, obviously there's issues right now where they need more doctors. There's also issues where with the changes in the healthcare systems, they've had a whole influx of new patients. But you're right. Those patient advocates, they are there for you. They don't work for the healthcare system. They work on your behalf. So, you know, definitely want to talk to them and find out if there's a way they can help. But I'm glad that you were able to get somebody pretty quickly, and I hope Mary can do the same.
Yeah, because right now, you know, everything is just, you know, I don't know what it is, and she's right. And it seems, you know, it doesn't matter if you're young or old, everybody's having a problem. You know, the medical field and these places and all these doctors and even nurse practitioners, I don't know, it's not like it was. With the whole COVID thing, things have really changed drastically. And I think within the last year or two, things have even gotten worse. And I, you know, it's a tough call, but yeah, I mean, I sense Mary's frustration and I know she calls up a lot of times in the morning, you know, venting and mad and upset. And unfortunately, maybe she doesn't have anybody to vent to. So I guess she kind of takes it out on you. But, you know, you got to kind of understand, you know, where she's coming from. Anyway, you have a good day. Okay, Tim?
You as well. Take care. And that's why I told Mary, you can always, you know, always rage at me. I'll take it all. Because then that way there, you know, you don't have to have it come out amongst your neighbors or your friends or your family or anybody else that you deal with, you know. Use me as your punching bag. It's fine. 508-996-0500. And I got an app chat message from MB resident who said, I don't know about other counselors, but Counselor Carney took care of the same issue that another resident was complaining about at our ward meeting. Trash getting picked up too early. If you don't say something, nothing will get done. And I can tell you that Counselor Carney has been sending me some more messages, and she has elevated this to someone that can look into it. So she is actively doing something about it, Mary, if you're still listening. I don't know if you've went out for your walk already, but she's already on the case. And to the app chatter's point, right, if you don't say anything, you can't expect anything to happen. But to Mary's point, you know, if people are too afraid to say something, then it's hard to get things changed. That's why, you know, that's why you have your counselors. They can advocate for you. And they don't have to say who it was that told them. Obviously, Mary did it in a public way, doing it on the radio. So, and she said, I don't care if they know that it's me. But if you have an issue that you want to deal with and that you don't want your name brought into, you can always go to your counselor. That's what they're there for. Now, keep in mind, you know, there's a process. It's not like you just contact your counselor and they wave a magic wand and things are fixed. They've got to reach out to the appropriate people, and, you know, they might end up getting just as frustrated as you with some of the things that happen, but let them be the advocate for you, especially, you know, just as an example right there. Mary was ready to go walk into the law office and plop down money for a lawyer to help her. And I'm sure a lawyer somewhere would have been happy to take her money for something that was, you know, as easy as calling a counselor or having a counselor hear it on the radio. And that's why I always say here at the station, we can affect change, because people listen, important people listen, people who are involved in running things listen, and they're listening to you. They don't, I mean, yeah, they listen to us. But for the most part, you're the reason why they're tuning in. They want to hear about what concerns you. They want to hear about what you, because not everybody makes it out to the neighborhood meetings. Not everybody picks up the phone and calls a counselor or sends an email to let them know about things that are going on. So this is their way to stay connected to all of that. And that's why I like to use this program, especially as that community forum, you know. Town Square Media has the name Town Square for a reason. Like that's not just a catchy name. It's the philosophy. It's the place where everybody can come together and talk about these things. That's why, you know, I don't talk about national things. You want to hear national talk? There's a million other radio shows you can tune into to hear that. But this is the only place you can hear issues that deal with New Bedford and the surrounding communities. And that's what it's for. Will we talk about national things? Sure. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes they're in the news. But we're here to be your local town square for you to come together and talk about these things amongst friends, amongst people who can commiserate with you and can hopefully, you know, make your voice stronger by joining in. Again, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails if you want to utilize the technology. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I really enjoy your show. And I give you credit. You have a good listening ear.
Thank you.
Anyway, I am calling in regard to Mary, and I wanted to make a suggestion. Now, I don't know if it still is, but I used to be a volunteer at Coastline Elderly Services, and I volunteered as an ombudsman. Now, what an ombudsman does would go around to senior facilities, nursing homes, different places. I don't know if they do apartments, but I still think I would speak out there. And the ombudsman basically would go around and he would talk to the residents and see what problems or whatever they may be having. And, you know, without using their name or, you know, putting the particular person in harm's way in some way for complaining, they would take the complaints and try and resolve the issues. Now, I don't know if that still is, but she could by reaching out to Coastline.
That would be very helpful, I'm sure. Because, like you said, it's somebody to kind of be not even a mediator, but an advocate for you.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I couldn't think of the term at the moment, but yes, you're correct.
Well, I will make sure that she does that.
I wish Mary luck. And it's tough. You know, as we get older, the darndest things bother us, but that would definitely bother me. And Mary, don't you dare go sleep in your car. That this issue should be resolved in some kind of way, you know, that's favorable to, you know, dumpsters, whatever, get them moved or whatever, but should really see if somebody can look into these different issues. And it should be the city or whatever. I forgot, where did she say she lives?
She's in Melville Towers.
Oh, Melville. Oh, yeah. That's an old one. Yes, that's been problematic for years, hasn't it been?
It has, yeah. As Gilly was saying when he called, there's been a lot of issues over the years that when the residents complain.
I remember hearing Gilly speaking about it. But you're right, you know, again, what are we going to wait? Not, you know, in general, I'm just saying wait for a catastrophe to happen in some way, you know, whether it's rodents, whatever it is with these issues and buildings that house a large number of people. That's my thing. And I would think this study would definitely make it their business, and good for Naomi for speaking up on behalf of them. But anyway, Tim, you have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
I enjoy listening to you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too. And 508-996-0500. And I mean, I'm sure there's some people who listen to the program and they hear Mary's calls and they say, well, she complains all the time about things. So, you know, and she talks about how she complains about it. It's not me saying she's a complainer. She talks about it all the time. Like, I complained about this. I complained about that. And so, yeah, there's going to be some degree of, I'm sure when you go to talk to somebody at the office, they're like, well, here comes Mary again. But that doesn't mean that what she's complaining about is wrong. That doesn't mean that she doesn't have a point. That doesn't mean something like a dumpster at 3:45 in the morning isn't wrong. It's actually in violation of the noise ordinance. And when she was telling me that, that's the first thing that I thought of was the noise ordinance. But then I said, I wonder if that's, you know, covered under that. Because that's like an essential service kind of thing. You know, like a siren wouldn't be covered under a noise ordinance. They still can run a siren at 3:45 in the morning, so maybe that comes under the same thing. But here is Councillor Carney saying, no, nope, trash shouldn't be picked up until after 7 a.m. That's part of the ordinance. So someone, you know, at the facility might not know that. They might not be familiar with the ordinance, but they should be aware that they have a resident that's complaining about it and at least pick up the phone and call the trash company and say, is there a different time that you could come? And I'm sure they deal with a lot of complaints every day with the number of people that live in that building. But again, it doesn't mean that there isn't a point to what the person is telling you. I also got an Snapchat message from Adrian who says, Shane should give back his longevity pay and use that to pay for the legal fees for the lawsuit. Well, the only problem is he hasn't been there long enough to get it. So he never received a longevity pay. He's only been there for a few terms, so he hasn't reached that threshold yet of 10 years. So 508-996-0500. Let me get a break in here. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. Say, if you have not yet been to Ryan's Sports Pub and Billiards, what are you waiting for? It is such a fun place to hang out. They've always got fun things happening. Today is Tuesday. So today, if you like going in, having a couple of drinks or some dinner and listening to music on the jukebox is free. Tuesdays from 6 to 9. Also, on Wednesdays, they have musical bingo from 6 to 8. On Thursdays, they have trivia at 7 p.m. They have music on Fridays and Saturdays, and they have all kinds of billiard and pool tournaments going on at different times as well. And don't forget, too, they have karaoke nights. They have all kinds of things that happen there. So there's always something going on at Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards. I say follow them on Facebook because that keeps up with everything that they have going on. But they also have great different events that come in. So the Diamano Project, which raises money for classrooms in West Africa, they're actually going to be having their annual murder mystery fundraiser coming up there on Saturday, September 27th. You can read about that at WBSM.com on Town Square Sunday. But they've always got all kinds of great things going there. It has become a great hangout, a place that can kind of be your spot. So if you haven't been and tried their great food and their amazing drink specials and all the fun that they have there, well, then give it a try. Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards is located inside the Whaler Inn and Suites, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford. They open at 11 a.m. daily. And again, follow them on Facebook at Ryan's Pub NB for upcoming events and all of their great specials. All right, I've got to turn things over to Mike Roberts in the newsroom. When we come back on the other side of that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files and then more with you. 508-996-0500.
The Trump announcement on autism, record high closing on Wall Street, and Jimmy Kimmel returns tonight.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says taking Tylenol during pregnancy can lead to an increase in autism. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Trump says he encourages women not to take the medicine while carrying a child, but if you have to, do so sparingly.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
The president said it's also wise to space out vaccines instead of getting a lot administered at once. Trump spoke alongside Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the administrator for the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Kennedy Jr. established a task force earlier this year in an effort to find the cause of autism. Wall Street closed at record highs yesterday to start the week.
All three major averages hit all-time highs as stocks turned positive in early trading. A surge in tech shares, including Apple, Oracle, and Nvidia, helped to boost sentiment as a threat of a government shutdown still looms over the market. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining 66 points to 46,381. The S&P 500 added 29 points to 66,93. And the NASDAQ rising 157 points to 22,788. I'm Jonathan O'Halloran.
Spirit Airlines plans to furlough one-third of its flight attendants in a cost-cutting move. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited a message sent by COO John Benderaitis to employees yesterday. The executive told employees the airline needs to shift its focus to a complete right-sizing. The decision comes after Spirit revealed to employees last week that it plans to reduce flight capacity by 25% in November. It also follows Spirit filing bankruptcy for the second time in less than a year last month. More people say they're dissatisfied with the direction the country is moving compared to those who say they are satisfied. According to the latest Gallup poll, 29% of survey respondents say that they're satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S. at this time, while 67% say they're dissatisfied. 4% say they have no opinion. The highest satisfaction rating of Trump's second term was recorded back in May with 38%. Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to his late-night talk show tonight. He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC following comments made related to the Charlie Kirk assassination. Kimmel has been off the air since Wednesday. Disney said it made the decision to pull Kimmel off the air to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. The company went on to say that they've spent the last several days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. A new gun club for Jews worried about surging anti-Semitism and their own personal safety is up and running nationally. It's called Locks and Loaded and offers firearms trainings as well as bagels with a schmear. Ira Friedman is a rep for the gun club and said that there are now 1,000 members and 15 chapters in 10 states. Including Massachusetts. The New York chapters, which opened earlier this summer, are in Nassau, Suffolk, and Westchester counties. Friedman says Locks and Loaded was born out of a necessity following reported bomb threats against multiple New York synagogues. The Jewish High Holy Days are happening this week. Utah Valley University laying the groundwork for a memorial on campus remembering Charlie Kirk.
UVU leaders announced there will be a committee to oversee the creation of the memorial, and it will be co-chaired by the Board of Trustees chair and the leader of higher education in the state. Included in the conversation will be students, political leaders, and other key stakeholders. The university says it has already received an outpouring of support, ideas, and suggestions on the campus website. I'm Rob Dawson.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox taking on the Blue Jays tonight in Toronto at 7:07.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 75. Scattered light rain showers tonight, 61. Clouds and showers likely again tomorrow, 71. Still cloudy and wet on Thursday, 69. 73 for Friday with scattered showers and returning sunny for the weekend in the low 70s. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, we've got a good one for you today.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. One of the most successful singers in the world, Julio Iglesias, is celebrating his 82nd birthday today. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, turned 76. Jason Alexander, forever known as George Costanza on Seinfeld, was born on this day 66 years ago. Actor Shia McBride is 64. 90s favorite singer-songwriter Ani DeFranco is 32 flavors and then some. Well, actually, she's 55 today. And Anthony Mackie, our newest Captain America in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is 47 years old today. I'm going to go back to 1955 for a Gen X icon. When James Dean first met Alec Guinness, who later played Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, he asked him to take a look at his brand new Porsche Spyder. Guinness told Dean, "If you get in that car, you'll be found dead in it by this time next week." This encounter took place today, September 23rd, 1955, 7 days before James Dean's death in that car. In 1969, Northern Illinois University's Northern Star newspaper ran a story claiming that Paul McCartney had been killed in a car crash in 1966 and replaced by a lookalike. The conspiracy theory was picked up by WKNR-FM in Detroit, and soon the story spread worldwide. The rumor became so prevalent that McCartney eventually came out of seclusion at his Scottish farm to deny the story. And I've done many episodes of Spooky South Coast on the Great Beatles Death Clues hoax. The walrus was Paul, all of that. We can, you know, maybe we'll talk about that later. But right now, let's keep going with the Gen X Files.
Meet George Jetson. His boy Elroy.
It was on this date in 1962 that the Jetsons cartoon debuted on ABC. It was ABC's first full-color program. And interestingly enough, only 24 original episodes were produced of the Jetsons back in 1962 and 1963. And then later on, when it hit syndication in the 80s from 1985 to 1987, they produced about 50 more episodes, bringing the total up to 75. But that's it. 75 Jetsons was all there ever was. And a lot of you only saw 24 of them. In 1979, Archie Bunker's Place debuted on CBS. In 1980, Bob Marley performed his final show at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh. 2 days ahead of the concert, he had collapsed in New York Central Park while jogging. He was told to immediately cancel the rest of his U.S. tour dates, but he flew to Pittsburgh for one final appearance. Marley collapsed during the set and, just 1 year later, succumbed to an aggressive form of cancer. In 1986, the U.S. Congress voted the rose as the official flower of the United States. In 1988, Jose Canseco became baseball's first player to steal 40 bases and hit 40 home runs in a season. He later admitted to using steroids.
It's a tragedy for me to see the dream is over. And I never will forget the day we met. Girl, I'm gonna miss you.
It was on this date in 1989, that Milli Vanilli scored their second number one hit with Girl, I'm Gonna Miss You, while also taking the top spot on the album chart with Girl, You Know It's True. A lot of stuff about girls with them, I guess. The song topped the chart for 2 weeks, and now looking back, sounds like a really bad karaoke performance. And I guess in a way, it kind of was. In 1992, Mad About You premiered on NBC. Also in 1992 on this date, Manon Roumet became the first woman to play in a major men's professional sports league when she skated for the Tampa Bay Lightning in a preseason game. In 1999, the drama The West Wing debuted on American television. And in 2001, how about a moment nobody around here will ever forget?
And Drew Bledsoe is on the sideline.
Tom Brady, the second-year quarterback from the University of Michigan, who threw only 3 passes in his rookie year last year, 1 for 3, a 6-yard completion, and this is his first duty of 2001. So,
and it was on this date in 2001 that Tom Brady replaced an injured Drew Bledsoe as quarterback for the New England Patriots in the second game of the 2001 NFL season after Bledsoe suffered a career-threatening hit from Mo Lewis of the New York Jets. Bledsoe sustained a concussion, a collapsed lung, and internal bleeding from the hit. He suffered a hemothorax where blood filled his chest cavity, making the injury potentially fatal. Second-year quarterback Brady, who had only had limited playing time in his rookie year, entered the game in the fourth quarter, which marked the beginning of the Patriots' dynasty and legendary career of Brady, who went on to become arguably the greatest quarterback of all time. That's the Gen X Files for September 23rd, 2025. All right, 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in if you want to get involved in the discussion. But certainly a big day in pop culture history. And I'm getting some more messages that other people have had similar issues with trash coming too early, and that that they were able to get it taken care of. So hopefully the same happens for Mary. Counselor Carney has already brought that to inspectional services. So hopefully they get that taken care of for her. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, though, I'm going to get a break in. We will be back in a few moments. Looking forward to hearing that live coming up on October 2nd. And you could be joining me as well, because we're going to be giving away tickets to see the B-52s and Devo, two bands I've always wanted to see live. They're performing together at Xfinity Center on October 2nd. We will have that contest up for you. I'm trying to get it up before the end of the show, but working on it in bits and pieces. And then you'll be able to enter. We'll pick two winners today, because we missed yesterday, and we'll have a winner each day this week. And maybe a couple of winners, because we got multiple tickets. So pretty exciting to have two of the really influential new wave bands. It's hard to call them new wave, because they're both kind of genres unto themselves. Like, you really can't pigeonhole either the B-52s or Devo. And if you haven't seen the Devo documentary on Netflix, highly recommend it. It's very well done. And it gives you some insight into, you know, what the band was all about. Because I remember reading, like, the album liner notes and realizing that, oh, this isn't just a band. Like, they're not just a bunch of silly, nerdy guys like the Whippet video portrays. Like, this is social commentary. Devo is short for De-Evolutionary Army. And they literally had a philosophy of mankind is not evolving, it's devolving. And that the more we become, you know, consumers, the more we become capitalists, the more we become, you know, sedate people that just sit around and eat. It's the fall of mankind. It's not the growth of mankind. And so it's a very interesting philosophy, and it's a very interesting approach to the way that they do their music. And as such, they the music itself wasn't really meant to be music. It was meant to be performance art. So I'm probably having trouble explaining it, but watch the documentary and you'll say, oh, it's not just really weird music, but it's that too. So looking forward to that on October 2nd. You could be there too. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. All right, let's take a phone call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How's it going?
I saw the B-52s years ago at the Palace Concert Theater. That was a really good concert. That was a really good show.
Yeah, I hear even now there's still very high energy and, you know, get people up and dancing. Yeah, I won't be dancing. I'm just going to sit there and watch, because that's what I do.
Yeah, I just sat there and watched too.
Yeah.
It was really good though. I Rock Lobster was really good, and I liked all those songs. But somebody gave me a ticket, and so I went with them, and it was a really good show. Yeah, so I used to live in Melville Towers years ago, about 21 years ago, and it was really nice then, but then now they started letting families in there. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but it used to just be for the elderly and for disabled, and it was really nice then. I don't know what's going on over there now, but.
But did you find that when you had issues and you took them to management, were they listened to, or do you feel like you were dismissed?
Oh yeah. Oh no, and I'll tell you all the guys that worked there, maintenance, were wonderful, because I couldn't screw in the light bulbs on the ceiling because I'm short, and I couldn't, and I'd call up, and one guy was at home. I didn't know that. I called maintenance. He went all the way from home just put a light bulb in the ceiling. They were wonderful. They were really great then, but I don't know if it's new management. I think it is. Isn't it new management? How many years did they change management?
I'm not sure.
Is that Peabody or, but I know I never had any problems, and they fixed my, there was something like with a pipe in my sink of the bath, and they were there right away. And I never had a problem at all. Not then. I don't know how it is now, but everything changes. But I don't even know how old that building is now. But it's, when I was there, it was beautiful. I had the waterfront. I was on the side with the water on the 10th floor. But I never had any problems with the garbage. They had the garbage chutes there. But what did she hear the garbage outside picking up the dumpster or something?
Yeah, 3:45 in the morning, making all kinds of noise.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, no. I live in Dartmouth, and they come around here around 7:30, pick up garbage on Wednesdays and the recycling.
I mean, I know I've heard them early. You know, I've heard the trucks moving around in my neighborhood, but I don't, you know, they're not picking up dumpsters and slamming them down. You know, also when they're on residential streets, you know, you get the backup alarms a lot and things like that. But I don't think I've ever heard them that early.
No, no. And, you know, they get the school buses coming down here, too, you know, picking up the kids at the corner and stuff. So, but they're really careful. And now they're a little bit later because of the school buses, because they come about quite a past 7:30. So now they come a little bit later. But they do it great over here. And there's really no dumpsters on my street, unless you're cleaning out, like, something in when you rent them.
Yeah, well, I rented a dumpster when I was moving out of my last house, and all the neighbors decided to come and throw their stuff in it.
And we did that a couple of times. So we rented one of those small ones because it was cheaper to have the small ones instead of having the recycling and all that stuff at the time. And then it started going up really high in price, so we just started going back with the city, with the town. And
Jerk family, they put tires in my dumpster.
Oh, no.
And you're not supposed to put those in there. They charge you for those. So I asked one of my neighbors, I was like, who do you think did this? He's like, I know exactly who did it. And so I went and I put those tires right back in their yard.
Oh, good. Good. Good to you. Yeah, we had a couple of people doing that to us, and they didn't ask, of course. I think they just threw it over the fence because it was up over the top of our driveway. We had a long driveway, but crazy, I'm telling you.
All right.
Any new restaurants? How's that? Have you been to that restaurant in Wayham, the one that changed hands?
I haven't been there yet, but I heard from some folks who went there that said it was great.
Oh, good, good. I'll have to try it again. All righty, Tim.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
I haven't had a chance to get to See Stone's Pub yet, the former Vells, but I'll get over there at some point, but I've heard good things. They said, you know, it's keeping a lot of the same items as Vell's. They just, they changed the interior a little bit, put a fresh coat of paint on the walls and things like that. All right, I got to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments. All right, a little Jocko Homo there from Devo. And we'll play some of their stuff throughout the course of the week, too. But right now, we're going to be taking a break for the news when we come back.